It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. If you like crossword puzzles, you'll be interested in this bit of dialogue that took place between Fibber and Molly.
Hey, Molly, what's a 15-letter word meaning friend?
15-letter word? Definitely days, McGee. What do you think I am, a 24-volume encyclopedia?
Okay, if you can't answer it, kiddo, I'll figure it out for myself.
Hey, just a minute, McGee. Could it be two words like prudential agent? He's certainly a good friend of ours.
Let me see. Prudential. Say, you got something there. Of course it's prudential agent. Isn't he just about the friendliest guy we know?
He sure is.
You know, he's one man who's happiest when he's busy helping other people plan a more secure future for their family. When he's showing you how to get the most for your life insurance dollar. Yes, and how you can make all those wonderful retirement dreams come true. Of course, he's also Johnny on the spot if any real trouble comes your way. Among the first to bring you the kind of help you need when you need it most.
Take our advice, friends, and get in touch with your prudential agent tomorrow. Come what may, you'll find him one of the best friends your family ever had.
Oh, one thing Mrs. McGee likes to do on Sunday afternoon is to sit down quietly with the papers and catch up on all the important news of the world. She reads the local news.
Bon Ton clearance sale all week. Formal dresses half off.
She sizes up the military situation.
Women Marines to get new girdles.
And she reads the news from Washington.
Mamie buys 3 hats on New York trip. President shoots hole in one. What? McGee never got that excited over any of my hats. If he ever took a shot at a new hat of mine... Oh, dear. I'm not much in the mood to read anyhow. Come in.
Hello there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hi. Where is he, daughter? Don't tell me he run away from home.
Come in, Mr. Oldtimer. No, McGee's working out in the garage. He's polishing the car and getting it cleaned up.
Polishing the car? For what?
Well, looks like we have a buyer for it. Well, Mr. Rayburn, coming by to look at it this afternoon.
To buy it? Don't tell me you kids are selling that car of yours. Johnny never mentioned
it. Well, he wanted to keep it a secret so we could surprise everyone with our new one.
A new car? Well, I'll be doggone.
Oh, it's not a 54 or anything like that.
Well, a 53 is still quite a change.
Well, it isn't exactly a 53 either.
52?
No. You see, this is a special deal McGee ran across, and as I say, it's not real new, but...
Just answer me this, daughter. On this car you kids are buying, if one of the headlights burned out, would you fix it with a bulb, a wick, or a candle?
Oh, no, it isn't that old. It's a 1950 Starflight.
You mean one of them modern jobs? Boy, that's quite a car. Sure gonna look pretty snazzy parked out front.
Maybe, but I'm gonna miss our little old Seminole 6. It's like one of the family.
Well, so now you're gonna get yourselves a real jazzy job, a Starflight 8, huh? No more pumping the gas pedal and kicking the dashboard to start her up in the mornings. No more leaning out the window and hollering, "Watch it," because the horn don't work. Or making bets if it's going to rain or not because the windshield wipers are stuck. Hey, you know something, daughter?
What?
You kids ain't going to have any more fun, are you?
No. And let's change the subject. So far, I've been very brave about giving up our faithful old car, but if we keep this up, I'll break up.
Here, take my bandana, daughter. I know just how you feel.
Thanks.
I had me a pet turkey once. Been in the family for years. Then one day, Papa lost his job, and along come Thanksgiving. Let me tell you about it. Maybe it'll cheer you up.
Oh, no, please, if you don't mind.
Don't mind at all. Well, sir, like I say, it was Thanksgiving, and Papa says to Mama, he says, "Hand me the axe and stand back."
No, don't.
And all us kids started screeching and hollering and bellering.
Waxing a car is a lot of work, but it's worth it. Look at that baby shine. Sure is a pretty color, too. Green. Molly was right, as usual. I'd have swore it was blue. Wait till she sees this. Hey, Molly, come on out. It's all set.
I'm coming, McGee. Heavenly days. Is that our old car?
Yep. How you like it?
Oh, it's beautiful. What'd you use to make it shine like that?
Elbow grease, mostly. Hard work. But it's worth it if we can sell this old car to Rayburn and get that new 1950 Star Flight 8. Boy, oh boy, I can't wait to get my hands on what's the matter, kiddo.
Oh, nothing. I was peeling onions. I guess the fumes got me.
Well, come on, hop in. I'll take you for a little ride. Frank down at the garage tuned it up for me and got rid of that knock in it.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
The knock you've been looking for since last June?
Yeah. I was looking in the motor. He looked in the trunk.
The trunk?
Yep. It was Teeny's shovel and sand bucket making all that noise.
My goodness, and you kept insisting that...
Yeah, and he got the windshield wipers working, too.
Oh?
And the horn. Old Frank sure knows his business. Wait till you hear this engine. Purrs like a kitten.
Maybe there's a kitten in the trunk, too.
Ah, good old Frank. He only charged me $5, too. You know, it's hard to find an honest and talented car mechanic that'll treat you right and knows his business so that... Why, that no-good car butcher. That crooked rat, Frank. Of all the chiseling no-goods.
Turn the key on, McGee.
Huh? Oh. Yeah. Ah, good old Frank. I'll drive you around the block and try out my sales talk on you. Rayburn will be here soon and buy this baby.
There's more fun with the McGees shortly. If we were to believe a lot of the jokes we hear, a fireman leads a pretty easy life with very little to do but play pinochle. But the facts speak differently. When you consider that there's an average of 4,600 fires every day in the United States, one every 20 seconds, and that these fires destroy 340,000 homes every year, then it's easy to understand that a fireman's life is no bed of roses. It's his job to protect your home. But fire is a problem that concerns all Americans. Why? Because a study of the cause of fire shows that 90% of them start through carelessness. Common examples are smoking in bed, careless disposal of lighted cigarettes, the accumulation of combustible debris in attics and garages, the use of inflammable cleaning fluids, and improper handling of matches. If every American eliminated the fire hazards in his home and followed simple rules of safety, most of America's fires could be prevented. Why not do your part? Don't gamble with fire.
And so you can see, Rayburn, I'll say, that $500 for a beautiful green polished-up car in the top shape that this car's in is practically stealing it. Stealing the car, I mean, not the $500 on account of because... Are you listening to me, Molly?
Yes, dearie. Look, I was just thinking. That Star Flight 8 is an awfully flashy car.
Oh, I'll say it is. Boy, I can't wait to get behind the wheel on that baby and... Hang on, here's our turn. Hey, there's Rayburn waiting for us. Oh, hi, Harry. Well, here she is.
Hi, Fib. Mrs. McGee, how are you?
Oh, just fine. How's Mrs. Rayburn and the children?
Swell. Kids are all excited about us getting the car again. Since little Bobby released the brake on ours on Oak Street Hill, we've been saving to buy another. It was a complete wreck.
Oh, dear. Well, Bobby's not going to do that to this beautiful little car of ours. I mean...
Yeah, now, watch your kids, will you? This car ain't like other cars. It's kind of special.
Yes. It should have gentle, loving care.
Yeah. Don't let them step on the seat covers with muddy shoes, will you?
No, or slide down the fenders.
Yeah, with spikes on.
Oh, no. You will tell them, won't you, Mr. Rayburn? The children?
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Of course, once you buy her, she's yours to do what you want with, but we just hate to see her mistreated. That's all. You understand, don't you, Harry?
Yeah, sure. Now, if you'll just stop petting the fender and lift up the hood, I'd like to take a look at the engine.
Oh, sure. Sorry. There you are. Just had a complete tune-up. That's a fine little engine in there.
I see you got a new head on the distributor.
Yeah, it runs like a top. Horn works good, too. Listen. Oh, I'm sorry. Forgot you had your head in there, Harry.
Well, what'd you say?
I said that's a good little engine.
Huh?
Got us up some pretty steep hills and out of some tight spots, huh, kiddo?
Oh.
Yes, yes. She's such a sweet little car. Just look at that pretty little motor in there.
Yeah. Gee whiz, if I hadn't made up my mind to... Well, come on back here, Harry. I'll show you the roomy trunk this baby's got. Cleared all my junk out.
We've had a lot of fun with this car.
You'd be surprised how much this thing holds, Harry. Look at that trunk.
Well, we like to take weekend trips now and then, and a roomy trunk will come in handy.
Never forget the trips me and Molly took in this little old car, huh, kiddo?
Yes.
This good old Seminole 6 really got us around. Watch your head, Harry.
Oh, yeah. Well, she looks good to me. You mind if I take her around the block?
No, here's the keys. I'll close the hood and go with you. Just take a minute to close the hood there. There. Start her up.
Okay, if she drives as good as she looks, it's a deal.
Well, Molly, looks like this is it. If I didn't have such a good deal coming up on that Starflight 8, if I didn't know how proud you'd be to drive a snazzy new job like that, then, hey, what's the matter?
Don't ask me. It's your car.
Well, that's strange. We just had it running like a top.
What kind of a deal are you trying to pull, McGee?
Now, wait a minute, Harry. Now, don't get sore.
You must think I'm an easy mark or something just because you got the car polished up and the horn working.
Now, but, Harry, I tell you, the 5 minutes ago...
I'm leaving, and don't think you've heard the last of this.
Oh, go
for it. Trying to cheat a fellow elk. I'm bringing this up at the next meeting. I'll have your tooth for this.
My goodness, he was angry.
Ah, so what? It's funny, though. Just a few minutes ago, this car ran like a top. Help me lift this hood up. I want to look inside.
Certainly is odd.
Probably just some little... Well, what do you know? Two of these wires are pulled off the spark plugs. That's what the trouble was. I wonder what the heck could have... Molly, did you... I mean...
Yes.
Oh.
McGee, I couldn't bear to see you sell our little old car that we've had so much. Say, wait a minute. What? I only pulled one wire loose. Out of the other one... McGee.
Gee, I didn't want to sell it either. After I got it all fixed up. I'll hop in. Let's take a run out to Dugan's Lake.
Oh, wonderful.
I want to try out the horn again and see how she runs on the hills. And turn on the windshield wipers and come on, Tootsie. Let's go.
Yeah. We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
I've got a secret. I've got a secret.
Oh, come on. Tell Daddy what your secret is.
Country Gentleman is changing its name to Better Farming.
Today, the top farmers in the country are producing twice as much, making twice as much money, and living twice as well. Farming is changing, and changing for the better. And it's the aim of Country Gentleman to help every farmer get the most and best out of his farm. In short, to help make him a better farmer. So, in January, Country Gentleman, America's oldest farm magazine, makes the name and the aim the same, Better Farming. If you're a farmer or operate a farm, we invite you to subscribe to Better Farming. Simply send $2 with your name and address to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You'll get 3 full years of Better Farming. Remember, an average farmer gets 150 eggs from every hen and loses money. A better farmer gets 200 eggs and makes money. Subscribe to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Dead rat, the dead rat.
No luck.
Deader than a mackerel. That rat, Frank. I ought to punch him right in the nose. Calls himself a mechanic. Charges me $5 for a tune-up, and what happens?
The motor dies, the car won't start, and... We're stuck all because you forgot to put gas in it.
Yeah, huh?
The gauge says empty.
What do you know?
Yeah.
Lucky we never got it out of the driveway, I guess.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Jack Crucian as Raber. This is John Wall telling you that tomorrow, the district attorney sends for McGee. Why? Tune in and see. Good night.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.